This is Debbie Fant talking with Panayota King in Sarasota, Florida on January 26, 1988. And now, you're telling me about the differences in using a treadle machine and a regular industrial machine.
Yeah. Well, most people don't have the industrial machines. They have just the regular sewing machines with a zigzag stitch and different other stitches that they can do fancy work.
Mm-hmm.
But I have an industrial machine that is at a real high speed, so this way I can put on a lot more work because I do custom work.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned to do my embroidery work on the treadle machine first, but I've been doing it now for 25 years on the treadle machine.
And how did you learn to do this?
Well, my mother did this ever since I can remember when I was a little girl.
And this, that was where?
In Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And this was our source of income because we didn't have very much land, and so she did a lot of custom work for people. And during the war, when I was just a little girl, she kind of hitchhiked from village to village. They didn't have automobiles, but they had wagons, you know. She put her treadle machine on a wagon, and us girls, and she'd go from village to village, and whenever there was no soldiers, enemy soldiers, and she would teach machine embroidery on her treadle machine or do some embroidery, and people would give us eggs, food, or a place to stay. And so she made her around until the war was over and came back to our village. So it means a lot to me, this machine embroidery. It's not just an artwork. It's really something that I feel my mother developed by herself and with God's help.
Mm-hmm.
And so we feel it's a God-given talent to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught it to us.
And she passed it to you.
Yeah, she didn't really sit down and taught me how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched her ever since I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I sat on her lap and watched her do it, and she would teach girls.
Mm-hmm.
They would come in, bring their treadle machines, and they would, all day they would practice, and she would teach them. So I knew how, but, and yet I didn't sit down to put it to work myself.
Uh-huh.
Until, one year, that my folks came to visit us, and my mother said that this was her dream, that I would learn to embroidery. So we found an old treadle machine, and she gave me a couple of lessons, and then she told me that all I have to do is practice, because I watched her so long. So I actually did it to please her. I didn't really want to learn to do it. So I decided I'm going to do something, I'm going to learn how to do it, and send something to my mother, and to show that I can do it, just to make her happy. Which it turned out that it made me happy, because all these years I was able to make all my gifts to give away, you know, baby gifts, wedding gifts, whatever it is. And it's just been a wonderful thing to know how to do.
That's great.
So, you know, it's really wonderful. There's just nothing that you can't do with a treadle machine. A lot more than you can do with an industrial machine.
Really?
Because you have full control. The treadle machine is just a straight stitch. And actually, the needle doesn't go anywhere unless the feed dogs move the fabric when you're sewing.
Mm-hmm.
But the needle just goes up and down in a straight stitch, not a zigzag or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when you embroider, you take off the feed dogs,
mm-hmm.
and you turn down, you take off the pressure foot, I'm sorry. You take off the pressure foot.
The foot at the end of the
foot that it puts pressure, it holds the fabric down.
Right, the needle goes in between the
yes,
right.
Mm-hmm. And then the feed dogs move the fabric as you sew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you take the pressure foot off, and then you turn down, there's a little lever where you turn down the feed dogs,
mm-hmm.
the fabric will not move anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you put it in an embroidery hoop, and you have to make it real tight like a drum.
Mm-hmm.
And so then as you move your feet, you move your hands at the same time. And even though the needle goes straight up and down, but moving your hands, you're moving them as fast as you're moving your hands. And so you move it back and forth, and the needle hits just where you want it to hit.
Uh-huh.
So you're doing the embroidery work, not the machine. You're moving your hands with a high speed. And so your feet and your hands have to move the same speed. And your feet's moving up and down, and your hands are moving back and forth,
uh-huh.
moving the hoop.
So that takes, that you have to be very exact with it.
Yes, you do, because when you move the hoop, the needle has to be always in opposition, because if you move it when the needle is down on the fabric, then you'll break the needle.
Uh-huh.
So you have to move really fast. But it really doesn't take, once you get the rhythm,
uh-huh.
that's it. You know, you have to get the rhythm to move your feet and your hands at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And then you got it. But then with the once you know how to do it on the trail machine, then you can work on any machine. Because on the electric machine, you already have the zigzag stitch. And you just need to move the fabric around the outline of the design that you have. And you have to be accurate where you're moving it. And you have to know how to turn it. So you don't have to turn your stitch width back and forth to small width and large width, you know, wider and narrower. You have to just put it on the widest width. And by the way, you turn your hoop, when it goes at an angle, it makes it narrow. And when you turn it, and get the, you can get the full width. So you have control there, too. So there's a difference.
So there's a difference, but it's essentially the same.
Yeah.
Except you're not moving your feet at that time.
Yeah, you're not moving your feet.
But you're still moving your hands with the
right.
hoop.
But you have more control when you're doing it on the trail machine. You can do a lot more finer work, like cut work and lace type of work, than you can with the electric.
So which do you prefer to use?
Well, I prefer the industrial machine because it has a real high speed and I can do a lot with it. But when it comes to real delicate things like cut work on a fabric and lace type of work, then I like to have my trail machine. So right now I do most of it in the industrial machine because I have timed myself. And what takes me to do 15 minutes and the trail machine takes me just a few seconds on the industrial, and it takes 5 minutes on the regular electric sewing machine with the zigzag stitch. So it does take longer on the trail machine. Because you're moving, you have to move your feet, and you can only move them so fast.
But then it still takes a shorter time than if you were doing
it. Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I can finish a wall hanging in a couple hours on the trail machine, where it'll take you several days to do by hand. So there's a big difference.
Well, may I see some of Nair? She would wake up at 3 o'clock and do her embroidery work, and then morning came, it was time to do things around the house. So to this day, she's just like an alarm clock, 3 o'clock, she's awake. So when they came to visit, I told my husband, I said, you know, my mom's going to wake from 3 o'clock in the morning, what's she going to do? So we went and found the trail machine. And she made this while she was visiting with me. She didn't do the quilting, but she done the quilt blocks.
Was it difficult to find the treadle machine?
No. We just went to a sewing machine shop, and they had all kinds of them. We just bought one for $15. Of course, now you can't touch them with that. But,
Boy, that is just beautiful. That is so amazing.
When she made all those blocks for me, I decided to put them into a quilt. And this way I have some of her work.
Trying to get individual.
Now I'll be right back. I have a piece of paper you may know.
Everywhere, anywhere, like this quilt, you know, just different things that I found here and there and put them together. You know, when you're interested in something, you like, I see a couch with a design like this, I'll copy it.
So anything you see,
vinyl tablecloths have beautiful designs of flowers in it. Anything I see someplace, I either remember it or I have a piece of paper and copy it, or you know, even at home, even the paper towels that you wipe off your hands, they have designs on everything. It's just all around. So I have a drawers full of designs that I copied here and there. So all I do is transfer it on. All I need is the outline.
Uh-huh.
And then I can go with that.
And then do you draw it onto the...
On the fabric,
on the
yes.
fabric and then embroider over that. Mm-hmm.
Unless it's something like terry cloth, you know, like a towel,
mm-hmm.
then you can't transfer anything on there. You can't... So you have... Nowadays, they have so many nice things. They have something that's called tearaway.
Mm-hmm.
You put a design on that, embroidery over it, and then just pull off.
Mm-hmm.
The excess will come off, and
mm-hmm.
there's your design.
See, and this, you did this towel.
This is just a dish towel. Like I said, I don't have a lot that I did myself because I always do them out for gifts.
Uh-huh.
Why do you have one more here anymore? I do a lot of custom work, a lot of it. Challenge, you know, because people bring me such odd things to do sometimes and stuff, and I have done things over photographs,
mm-hmm.
like somebody brought me their family pet, you know, their dog, a big photograph, and just take it to the bank, make a copy, and then look at the picture and try to get the colors, and, you know, to look like the dog. I've done stuff like that. And this is just a little wall hanging. Lately, I had so many people ask me to see my work, so I'm going to have to start making some things just for me.
Right.
Because this is all the only things that I keep around is my mother's work. And this is, again, my mother's work.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty much like this other one.
Uh-huh.
But she does beautiful work, even though she's quite older now. And this is...
Oh, yes, that's lovely.
And what you can do. This is kind of like a picture of the color of blending so much. And so like this one's faded. It's old. It looks kind of antique-ish, doesn't it?
It does. It's pretty. I like
I
that.
I have a lot of stuff that my mother did for me, and I just kind of save them. Hmm. And some of those things are like 26 years old.
Uh-huh.
Like this here, the big pillar.
Ah, uh-huh. That's lovely. That's really beautiful. Well,
that's about all that I have to, you know, that really I can show you.
Uh-huh.
That tablecloth is done on an ultra machine. But she does a lot of, like, this, what they call an outline, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, like, those here. And I probably, if I would have finished this, I probably would have had them all filled in.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's one way that y'all...
Well, and
different.
Then our colors are, you know, the our colors, she's more conservative with her colors. And
uh-huh.
And then sometimes she's not, so I don't know, it's just,
So that's the way that you'd characterize the differences.
Yeah, and my youngest sister does machine embroidery also, and I noticed that the main thing that's the difference in our work is that coloring.
She
uses much more brighter colors.
Than you do?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And you use brighter colors than your mother does?
Well... Yeah, only I have done more work in earth tone colors. I think it depends on the area you're in. And like in Iowa, they use more winter colors in their houses
mm-hmm.
than here. So, but then when I do like baby things, I go more for more pastels. And, well, let's see. Like my mother would use her coloring is different like this.
Mm-hmm.
She would mix in a lot more than I would. I would just a couple, you know. She'll take, it's just hard to describe it. It's hard to describe it. You just have to see the difference, and I don't have that much to show.
Uh-huh. I think I do understand that. I mean, for instance, yours would be more like this.
Yes.
Because
mm-hmm.
they're...
And like this.
Uh-huh.
And if I would... I do blend in colors, but her blending and mine is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here's a baby quote. This is just kind of...
Oh, that's nice. Look at that.
Okay, I just have a couple more. They tell their friend, and I haven't publicized it at all. It seems like they found me.
Okay, let's see. Let me.
I was really. People really knew me in Iowa where we lived before, and so I didn't. I was well known around there. I was the only one that did that. But there's a little shop now that somebody else started, and I give a lot of lessons to a lot of different girls, and oh, I don't know, I've been in different papers and stuff like that. But and I had big business. I was getting good money on it, but you know, that's not everything.
When did y'all move
here? We just moved about a year ago. And our oldest kids are here, so we didn't want to stay. And I went, plus the weather is nicer.
Yeah.
This is so cold there right now. I'm glad we're not there. So I said, you know, here, I just got my business all built up. And then left it. Okay, I have to have special embroidery thread to do this. So this is what all this up here. It's all machine embroidery.
That rack is about what?
Oh, I have all kinds
of boxes.
2.5 feet
long and.
Mm-hmm. This is not it. I have all kinds. What color shall we make it? The flowers.
Oh, what's your favorite color?
Well, the one that I like rose.
That's pretty. I like that. Let's do that.
Okay. It just depends what people have in the kitchen. And now I never decide ahead of time what color I'm gonna do.
Oh, really?
When I'm working on something, I never know. If somebody says, well, what color are you going to do? I never know. Until I sit down and start working on it, the colors just come to my mind.
Do people ask you for certain colors?
No. You know, this is really funny. All the sewing and embroidery I have done, when I do, people say, oh, do whatever you want to. Whatever you think is the best. And I've done a lot of quilts and all the skirts. You know, people would come in through the shop, and then they'll give me an order to make take the measurements and... And they never tell me what colors to do. I just have to decide myself. It always takes me a little bit to warm up, so the hook one is not quite as pretty.
But you're moving so quickly that it's the needle goes so fast.
The needle goes much faster than what I'm moving. It's actually kind of hard to do it on this one because this is real fast, and if you don't move like you're supposed to, you have a big pile of thread and you're off. But... a new needle in it, it breaks my thread.
And why would it do that?
Well, after you work so long with it, you just have to change the needle because you're moving it so much, and sometimes the needle hits on the fabric, you know, if I'm not moving at the right time. And so after I do, like I did those towels, and they were real thick, and it's a different kind of work than this, then I have to put a finer needle. So after I use the needle for quite a while, then I change it because once it starts breaking thread, that means there's a little snag right there I can feel with my finger. And the edge, just kind of snags the thread. So it's best to put a new needle. Needles are not that expensive. But I'll be able to use a needle for quite a few jobs, you know, before I have to change it. I'll show you how I do it on the treadle machine.
Okay.
This is not the treadle, but I'll put it on a straight. I'll leave it on a straight stitch and kind of try to see if I can do it. Okay, now it's just a straight stitch. You know, the needle just goes up and down. So I move my hand.
Oh yes.
Okay, now I'm doing a zigzag. The machine is not.
Yes.
Now I can do it better on the treadle because my hands and feet move at the same time, and now I'm having a hard time. The rhythm.
matter of fact, I'm having a hard time moving back and forth. I'm messing it up.
You have to move your feet along too.
Yeah.
Pretend you're moving your feet.
It has to move one and one side of this line and the next and the other side. And I'm having a hard time. I have to really concentrate to do it without moving my feet. But now this one turned out a little bit better. But I can't go too fast in this machine. So you can see you can do it, you just have to concentrate.
Yeah, I think I see what you mean by doing your feet the same.
Can you see how much faster?
How much faster.
Now, well, but on the treadmill machine, I'm real fast because your feet, you can pedal really fast with your feet, so you can do it.
See, I'll do all the one color and then go into the green or whatever I decide to put in there. And I don't cut my threads as I go until I'm done. Then I'll just take them and clip them off. I know there's special scissors for that.
And what?
But I put them in the other room. Because you can just tap them with a tape right there.
Uh-huh.
And clip it.
So you ready to learn how?
I'm ready, but I'm not sure that it's coordinated.
Let me get a close up here. I have two kinds of film. I have black and white and color.
On the same camera?
No. That's why, but only one
cameras.
Flash.
Okay, I was going to say, how can you do that?
And that's why I keep moving the flashes back and forth. I really need
I didn't see that you have to do. Well, I can keep going if you wanted to. But you want me to put the green on or whatever?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, well, let me quick finish this one. There's one more left to do.
So you do all the colors in the design?
Well, if I have a design with a lot of colors, then I would use all the pink, all the then have it. I'm cutting the thread with my tape. all the yellow, you know. Well, let's see. If there's a lot of flowers, I'll probably leave the yellow till last. That'd be the little centers.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'll do all the leaves and try to use this way. I wouldn't have to change my. You know, I wouldn't have to change my thread as often. And if I have several dish styles to do, I have maybe 15 hoops like that. And when I do a lot of industrial work, and somebody wants me to do 15 tops or 16 tops, mm-hmm. or something like that, then I'll put them all in hoops ready to go. And I'll do all the pink,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll do all the green, and all mm-hmm. the blue, yellow centers.
So like in your own assembly line.
Yeah, then I can get a lot of work out. Because sometimes I have... Like when we had the shop, I had a lot of custom work and I had to do it at night when I went home, and so I had to do it as fast as I could. Probably wouldn't have been the green that I would have chosen when I picked it up. But like here, when I didn't move as quick, see my hoop is not as tight, then it will make a big bunch of thread right there. Or if I don't move fast enough.
And then you can just cut that off?
Yeah, this is what's nice. See, this machine has a pressure foot. It doesn't have a pressure foot or anything. It's just special made for, all it does is zigzag stitch. It has no you can't sew on. It's just special made for machine embroidery. Mm-hmm. And the hook needs to be really tight. What I like about this is there's really no mistake that you can make with it, because if you make a mistake and put a different color than what you want to, mm-hmm. or if you did something, you can use another color and quick go over it mm-hmm. as many times as you want to. It actually looks nicer.
It's almost like oil painting, then you're painting over.
You don't have to. I have never had to take anything apart and do it over again. So it's much better than even dressmaking, because when you're making a dress, you have to get it just right, and that's good. I think I'm going to have to get glasses lately, though. Really, you know, since I turned 40, I have to go like this sometimes.
I have to go like that all the time. I have on contacts. Yeah.
I have to go like, you know, I have to hold things farther, and it's really terrible.
I'm farsighted, so I know it's best exactly how I have to keep it.
You know, if you would have done to do this, the flower would have took a lot longer to do it by hand.
Mm-hmm.
See, my needle is, I should have put a new needle in there.
Oh yeah, I'd still be on the first leaf, the first petal.
And then when I keep the thread, you don't have to worry about coming apart. They are so tight and then you don't even have to. Okay, now when I sit down and embroider by myself here and I'm thinking what I'm doing, is I probably wouldn't put those colors together. Okay, this is the difference maybe with my mother and me. I probably wouldn't put this bright of a green mm-hmm. with it and that bright of yellow.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to kind of get the right combination. I have to look there and think which one, you know, I might have gone more with this one.
Uh-huh. Just more of a, I guess, more a sea
green. More of a dull, yeah, more of a dull green than this bright, bright. So if I use bright on the flowers and I try to use not quite as bright on the leaves and...
Is that for a balance then?
Yeah, it's just the overall picture looks nicer. This isn't bad, but probably would have looked better with a little bit different color green.
I think it looks lovely. And I can't believe how quickly...
And then I can cut all these threads off. Uh-huh. And not worry about coming apart. Now, I don't know how long it took me to do this, but usually when I'm by myself working, it goes really fast. You know, I'm not talking, and I find out I work faster at night when the kids go to bed. Nobody's around uh-huh. to talk to, and then I really put out a lot of work.
Do you play music when you do it, or do you just...
No, because I can't listen to it. My machine is so loud.
Uh-huh.
I just sing myself. You know, I just sing, and... And
what do you sing?
Well, mostly I don't know if you go to church or not, but I believe in God, and that's my time to meditate and praise God and sing and thank Him for all the things He's doing in my life.
That's wonderful.
So it's a good time for me to spend with the Lord. And I don't have to worry about Him not being able to hear me because the machine's making too much noise, because He can hear everything. So I really enjoy working at night a lot of times after everybody goes to bed.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fraternity home,
mm-hmm.
and I had white tablecloths, and if they had a little starting to wear out some places mm-hmm. and have maybe a stain here and there, they couldn't use them anymore. So she asked me if I can do anything with them. I said, sure. I cut out all the nice pieces, make them into dish towels, and give them away to friends. That's what I've been doing.
Oh, that's great.
So I don't think there's any stains on this one.
No, it looks beautiful.
They're real nice and white. It's beautiful fabric.
It is. I was admiring the fabric.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, all I did is put a zigzag stitch and pull some threads. And then
to make a fringe on
them. So I did dozens of them, and they make nice gifts.
Well, Thank you. I'm very pleased.
That's so, you know, you design a real nice design on it and
a flower.
Are you timing me?
How would you get there?
Bring my tool machine and demonstrate.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in Iowa.
In Iowa.
Yeah.
And so then I would demonstrate, and then people would come in to see. They would advertise, you know, machine embroidered on an old treadle machine by Penny King. And then people thought, oh, how can she do embroidery on a treadle machine? So they would get a lot of people to come in the store.
Uh-huh.
And just to come out, you know, in the store. And so then people asked me to do it at a flea market.
I would love to learn.
It's not hard. You know, the thing is, anyone can learn to do it without knowing how to sew.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to know how to sew to do machine embroidery.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different thing altogether.
Well, yeah.
Do you want the...